Welcome to More Life, the Reentry Podcast, where we explore the transformative journey of reentry after incarceration. I'm your host, Venkivia Gardner. Each week, we bring you powerful interviews with experts in the field and the voices of those who have lived through the experience. Our mission is to bridge the gap between scholarly insights and personal stories by shedding light on the challenges and triumphs faced by formerly incarcerated individuals. We explore the latest research, policies, and practices while also hearing firsthand accounts from those who've been impacted. Join us as we uncover the realities of reentry, challenge misconceptions, and inspire hope. Whether you're a professional working in the legal system, a family member, an advocate, or someone navigating reentry yourself, More Life the Reentry Podcast is here to inform, inspire, and ignite change. Welcome back to another episode of More Life, the Reentry Podcast. I'm so glad you all were able to tune in today. If you didn't get to listen to last week's episode, we talked about the entrepreneurial mindset and what it takes to be an entrepreneur. In today's episode, we're going to cover more of the practical steps of what it takes to start a business and those important elements that you need to start a business, especially if you are leaving the carceral system and you're wanting to start a business after incarceration. So make sure you tune in with us today and listen for more. On today's episode, we have Mr. Joe Lamberti, who is the Director of Small Business Training at UCEDC, which is a nonprofit statewide New Jersey Economic Development Corporation. He has over 40 years of experience in various well-known marketing companies, along with ownership of his own local marketing operation. Small businesses can rely on Joe to bring a well-rounded perspective to their business challenges and opportunities. So we thank you for being on, Joe, with us today, and we look forward to this conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, as I said before, what we're going to be talking about today is more of what does it take to start a business? What do you actually have to do in those essential components? And I know your organization offers a programming for entrepreneurship. Before we get into some of the programs, can you talk to us a little bit about what UCEDC is and what your role is there?
Sure thing. Yeah, generally speaking, UCEDC is resources and solutions for small business. So we are a nonprofit statewide in New Jersey economic development corporation. So we're not a government entity, and we rely on funding from government sources, federal, state, local, county, various other grant funding. And we are essentially three main areas of service. And one is small business lending. And most of that is through SBA loans, Small Business Administration. That's a federal level funding. And we're also what's known as a CDFI, a Community Development Financial Institution, and funded by the U.S. Treasury. We're mission focused, and we're helping all businesses, but we're particularly focused on minority owned businesses, you know, underrepresented individuals, and in markets, you know, towns and so forth that are maybe revitalizing a downtown and trying to bolster, a special improvement district or, their business district in general. So those three pillars of service, again, it's the small business lending, it's the training and counseling, which we're going to talk a bit more about today, and assistance with government contracting as well. So, you know, we're aimed at helping small businesses to start and grow and thrive and, give back to their communities and stimulate growth in those markets and employment. You know, the small businesses that get successful are hiring more people. So, you know, it's keeping the wheels turning.
So what we're going to talk about today is more of the training and counseling aspect of your programming. And under there, you all have an Entrepreneurship as a Second Chance initiative, which is for formerly incarcerated individuals that are looking to start their own business. Can you share with us a little bit about the inspiration behind or even the purpose and mission of this particular initiative that you offer?
Sure, I'd be glad to. the entrepreneurship as a second chance, or we call it ESC for short, just started about 5 years ago. We've, as I mentioned, training and counseling has always been a pillar of our services. We have a number of individual workshops from A to Z, everything is as simple as how to start your business, various marketing oriented workshops and financial literacy workshops of various sorts. So, but in addition to that, we have two very specialized programs, one of which is this Entrepreneurship as a Second Chance, which is basically a full entrepreneurship program for reentry citizens. We saw a need a few years ago when we were working with an organization called New Jersey Reentry Corp, who takes individuals from release date, or even if they've been out for a number of years but just need, whether it's counseling, vocational counseling, or social work or case management, that sort of thing. Maybe somebody needs to get their license back, needs housing, needs help in one area or another. So we fill that, subset, that little niche of those individuals who are better suited to being in their own business than having a job in the traditional workforce, because we recognize how many barriers there are and the stigma attached to it and the difficulty that so many reentry citizens have in getting employment, suitable employment. We find that a number of them are underemployed, or and this is our part to help reduce that recidivism rate and keep people productive and viable businesses and so forth. So lots of the people that are in our program are doing it as a sideline too. So they may have a full-time job and maybe developing a business as a sideline, or in a lot of cases also that becomes their main thing and it's replacing an income in a regular job and doing something that they're passionate about, that they've got a skill set in and are able to become a successful business.
Yes. So you saw a need in the community and where you were from an organization that you were working with. And this is what kind of inspired to create this particular training program to foster economic growth for these individuals that are trying to start their lives over and build for their families.
Yeah, absolutely. When this started as a pilot program, we had actually applied for a grant funding, sort of a competition, philanthropic group called Garden State 100, a group of women that create this grant fund annually, and people come and apply and make their pitch for what their program would be. So we had pitched this program. And we got the pilot funding to do it, and it was a big success. And we just maintained it and found other sources of funding. And as of last year, we're now funded by the New Jersey Department of Corrections in a special program that they have, a consortium of sorts of resource partners under a group called NJ LEAD. And the NJ LEAD resource partners vary in different categories. Some are focused on social work, some are focused on housing, some help with any substance abuse issues, various things like that. And as I mentioned before, so we occupy that niche of education and training, business assistance, and we're one of those resource partners. So we're funded by this group now, and are able to keep this program going. So we're really excited to keep it rolling.
That's a big win. Congratulations on that. I'm glad to see that you are getting funding and partnerships to keep this as an opportunity for people. So it seems like you all started in a similar fashion of what people would do if they want to start a business. You pitched it, got the funding that you needed for it, and now 5 years later, the program is still going.
Yeah.
So we're here 5 years later. What has this evolved into? As far as of curriculum, what are you teaching? What are people going to take from this program when they leave it?
Yeah. So we saw this as, a program to not just, have somebody take a course in how to start a business, to have a whole longer term mentorship and partnership with a business. So it's an application based program. So you've got to apply for, you got to make your case as the small business owner as to, you know, what your business idea is, how you think that's going to impact the community, how ready you are to, get involved in this business, what past experience you have and so forth. So we distill that down and make a selection of 10 to 12 people typically per cohort. And by cohort, I mean, a class roster that we do two times a year. So we have an April class and we have an October class that starts. So in this program, what each individual gets is not just the 7-week training curriculum that takes you from, a personal readiness challenge of understanding, your circumstances. Are you ready for this business? Is the business ready for you? Is the market viable? Do you have, can you make this work financially? Can you set up a marketing strategy for it? So those are all the pieces of the 7-week training, which is essentially building a business plan. And that's what we take everybody through in those 7 weeks. But then what each person gets is a laptop computer so that we can coach them on the technical skills as well of, using Excel or QuickBooks or presentation software, that sort of thing. And there's a whole binder that goes through those 7 weeks program, as well as a book that we use. It's an entrepreneur book. Each person gets an individual counselor, a mentor, a business coach that is working with them outside of the classroom training, so to speak, and just directly attached to helping them reach their goals of their business and finish that business plan, launch the business, whatever stage that person is at, and get to that next level. And there's funding that's included with this. So each person gets a forgivable loan that they apply for, and it's paid in their name. A forgivable loan might be an unusual term for some people to hear, but it's pretty much what it sounds like. It's a loan that is forgivable as long as you meet the requirements of the program. And the requirements of the program are relatively simple. It's that you meet with your business coach on a regular basis, and there's a certain number of sessions that you have to do, and of course complete the 7 weeks and so forth. As long as you do that, you keep the laptop, you keep the funding, it's a forgivable loan, it's paid in your behalf, so you get an improvement of your credit score along the way as well.
This program really offers a lot to individuals, from really helping you develop and hone in on what that idea is, as well as just equipping you with practical things you'll need, a laptop, showing you how to do QuickBooks, presentation software, as you mentioned, and then that one-on-one mentorship that's really going to be able to take your business to the next level.
Exactly. It's not just a series of training workshops. It's having a business coach to help you through making that business successful, sustainable, and profitable.
Yes. And so I know there's a couple things that you talked about in there, and I was wondering if we can get a little bit more detail on them. Now, I don't want you to give your whole curriculum, because obviously we want people to come, and especially if they're in New Jersey area, to apply to be a part of the program and the initiative. But there were some things that you mentioned that I wondered if we could just maybe get a little bit more information on. Specifically, you talked about readiness, and I wonder, what determines readiness, or what are some things people need to consider when they're assessing whether they're ready to take on a business, or if a business is even feasible to launch?
Yeah. Let's face it. Starting a business is a difficult thing, even under the best, most ideal circumstances. But coming out of incarceration and having to get yourself reacclimated and reintegrated are particular challenges. So we look for people who have been post-release for around a year or more, so that you've got all those other things hopefully situated and back on track, and now you can really focus on what your business idea is and what your passion is. So in that personal readiness, this is what we're really assessing in the application and evaluation process. And then, you know, once you do become selected into the program, you know, that continues. Let's take a look at what this business idea is in this particular market at this particular time. Let's evaluate what other competitors might be in this space. You know, what's a realistic trade area, you know, an expectation of where your customers might come from. What's the target audience that you should be aiming for? And can you create a marketing strategy around that that'll, you know, bring you to a certain level of sales to make the business profitable? And can you manage expenses? You know, what does it really take? What are the costs, the startup costs involved in getting into this? So we really take a hard look at all of that before we just jump in. So I always like to say that a lot of people tend to have a ready fire aim approach when doing their business. You're gung-ho about it. You've got some, you know, experience in doing whatever it is that you do best, and you want to do that for yourself. You don't want to work for anybody anymore, and you know you've got the determination to make this business work, but you don't necessarily have the skills to be able to manage and operate a business. So those are the things that we make sure are all, you know, aligned first, and then, you know, go forward with what the business is. So instead of that ready, fire, aim approach, let's take a step back and let's make sure you go ready, aim, fire. You know, do the right marketing research and understand who your target audience is and you know, what the capacity is and the limitations are of the business. We start off with something called a SWOT analysis. Look at your, I know a lot of people have heard of this, but, you know, this is a primer for getting started on writing a business plan is, you know, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are those opportunities? What are those threats? There are things you can control. There's things you can't control. You can control what your strengths are, and you can control what your weaknesses are and maybe turn those into opportunities for improvement. And, you know, and then you kind of turn those into, additional opportunities for yourself. So that's how it starts. And then the rest of the 7 weeks is really going through the components of the business plan. So it's understanding what kind of organizational structure you might need and how you can further finance the business. We have, you know, some small injection of capital with this forgivable loan, but the objective is to get you to a point where you've got a solid business plan with financials and forecasted so that you can seek a higher level of financing down the road, whenever it is that you're ready for that. And then there's the marketing plan part of it. There's the basic financial statements, understanding that even just from a financial literacy standpoint, how can you use those as tools to make good business decisions going forward? What is the management and operations plan? You know, who does what? Even writing, you know, some job descriptions, you know, a lot of these businesses are micro businesses. They might only be two or three people or even self-operators, but you know, you need to know who's doing what and what are the actual you know, the steps involved in the processes and what has to happen in that business to meet customer needs and for you to get the sales level that you want and for you to be successful. And then it's the projecting the financial results, in other words, doing the financial forecasting. And that in a nutshell is the curriculum. But as I mentioned before, and I'll keep harping on this, the real value, I think, is the one-on-one counseling. You know, you have somebody by your side, you know, literally in walking and helping you through your business.
Yeah, that definitely can't go underestimated. Just having that one-on-one mentorship to be able to help support you. You know, the training is valuable, you know, putting together your business plan, but really having somebody to be able to coach you and help you navigate. The business industry is a whole different industry. And you not only have to learn about, you know, your business, but you have to learn about the industry that you're going in, whatever that is, if it's transportation, if it's t-shirt businesses, you have to learn that industry as well, and being able to have someone there to help coach you and navigate through the challenges and even the opportunities is definitely needed. And yes, I understand that. Valuable. So I want to ask then, so this program that you have here and what you all are offering is really looking at people's, not only it's taken into consideration, what is the context of your life? Is this going to be feasible? I think that's the word, as you were talking, that constantly came to my mind, is feasibility. Is this going to be practical for you to be able to do? Have you considered the marketing, the pool, and where you're going to do it? Those are things people have to think about when they're going to start a business or if that's what they want to pursue. Otherwise, if it's not feasible, it may not be the best business opportunity for you.
Yeah. You might have to wait, or you might have to tweak, you know, what you were thinking. And this is what happens in the earliest stages of this program and the one-on-one counseling that mm-hmm. each person gets is now sometimes it's a little bit of tough love, or it's yeah. You know, telling somebody what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear, but it's all, you know, with the objective of helping them to be successful. And you know, that's why oftentimes we don't just use ourselves as counselors. We'll have guest counselors, guest speakers, you know, subject matter experts, people in particular professions, especially you know, an attorney or an accountant or an insurance agent who, you know, these are the kinds of peripheral partners that you need. They may not be, you know, employed in your business, but you need business insurance. You need an attorney, maybe there's some intellectual property aspects of the business, and you need to understand how to protect yourself with that, or even just writing sales orders or contracts and that sort of thing. So we have folks and, you know, partners that will do this kind of work, you know, pro bono, and be part of the program, as well as subject matter experts, guest counselors as well. So you don't have to rely on just the expertise of our own trainers and counselors, but people who are in the field in their own professions that they can get that practical knowledge from as well.
Yeah. So do you have any examples of businesses that have come out of this particular initiative that are doing well, that are successful, that have launched, that you can share with us?
Yeah, probably the greatest example is what we feature on our website. You know, when you go to ucedc.com and you go to the section for Entrepreneurship as a Second Chance, you'll find a little video of Mr. Ron Kinston, who tells a little brief snippet of his story of when he was incarcerated, and someone who helped him, encourage him to get into trucking. He's got a successful trucking business right now, and he went through our program to help add a little bit more structure and, you know, finish the business plan and get to that next level.
Yeah, trucking is a popular business for people to be able to take on.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lower barriers to entry. It's something that you can start without a lot of big, you know, capital investment up front. You know, you can be a driver for somebody and really just be a solopreneur, so to speak, or box truck and start doing your own delivery and so forth. So, yeah, we see that. That's a big trend. That's a pretty common business sector industry that we see.
So he's doing pretty well in his business in the New Jersey area, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's in Burlington County as well. We have our own company. We've got an office in South Jersey in Burlington County in Mount Holly. And we've got an office. Our main office is in Union County in Cranford, New Jersey.
Right. So we're hearing people, they're going through this program and they're being successful creating trucking businesses and just creating opportunities for themselves. And this is what this is all about, for people to be able to create opportunities for themselves. You know, instead of taking on traditional employment, entrepreneurship is a route. And looking in the communities where you live, I know everybody may not be from New Jersey, but there are some states that have programs, initiatives, very similar to what we're talking about here. Check your local libraries, ask people that may be in the reentry landscape that can help you out. Even if it's not related to formerly incarcerated, there are small business incubators. Most states have them that people could reach out to and learn a little bit more about. And you've already shared with us a little bit about if people wanted to apply, how would they apply? And your next cycle will be in October, right?
Yeah, we take applications all throughout the year, but the two start times are April and October. So right now, we literally just started our April group last week. Was, you know, week one of seven, and the next cohort rolls around in October, and we're taking applications for that right now. As a matter of fact, I'm looking to see, the next deadline to apply is September 10th, and that's the deadline date for the class that starts on October 8th. So we've got a spring and a fall.
So that means if you're in New Jersey and you're listening to this, you have time. Put in your application. Think about what your business idea would be and apply when that time comes. I know it's a little far out from when this episode airs, but put it on your calendar and put your application in if you're in the New Jersey area. So I know that you all, so this is just one initiative that you offer. You all offer so many other things other than that. What else does UCEDC offer as far as of entrepreneurship? I know you went over the pillars earlier. Do you care to share a little bit more about those? I know they may not be particularly tailored to formerly incarcerated, but there's still other opportunities that people may be able to leverage.
Well, if you go to UCEDC.com, it's a real easy website to navigate. You can just drop down the tab for training. And what you'll find is that we have workshops almost every day on a variety of topics, whether it's, I'm looking at it right now, marketing research tools, for example, is a workshop that comes up on Tuesday the 15th. Then there's a variety of workshops that help people do business with the government. So whether you're located in New Jersey or not, actually these workshops are mostly online live webinars, so anybody can register for them. The other small business program that I wanted to talk about is what's called the Virtual Incubator Program. And as a matter of fact, there's a chance to, go from the entrepreneurship as a second chance, as a reentry citizen, develop that business, get to a point where you could take our next program, which is called the Virtual Incubator Program. And that is for a business that is 2 years or more and, is still in need of, getting over that hump or reaching that next level or, going from marginally profitable to, creating some more efficiencies and maybe retooling that business plan or maybe reworking that marketing strategy and get to a higher level, maybe for expansion or just to, you've kind of reached a plateau for example, and trying to get over that hump. So that's another program that we have, and you can look that up, the Virtual Incubator Program, and see what those parameters are. This, similar to the entrepreneurship program, is something that is a full curriculum. So there's week by week classes. It meets eight times, and this is a little bit more advanced because it's we're taking people who are already in business, so it's a lot more strategy involved. It's more business planning. It's still a focus on making those financial statements work for you. In other words, having them done properly, so that you can use them to make sound business decisions from, and being able to do that for forecasting and ultimately get to a point where you can apply for a larger loan or meet with an investor or a partner or that sort of thing. So we kind of it's a stepping stone, and that's the more advanced level. But anything in between, whether you want to or you're eligible for either one of those special programs, there's a ton of just individual workshops that you can sign up for and get the training. And we do help with one-on-one counseling, even outside of any of those programs. If somebody needs some coaching on something, and you know, short term, we do that as well.
Yeah, I pulled up the website for the workshops, and even if you're, like you said, even if you're not in the New Jersey area, there are workshops and videos on here. What is a credit report? What do I charge? Finding your pricing sweet spot. Just all information that you can gather. Maybe you're not in the area, or maybe you're not eligible at the time right now, but you still want to take on some learning. This is definitely a great space to have resources and to learn. So I'll put it in the description box. And I also have the link for the virtual incubator program as well that I'll put in the description box too. It seems like, from what I've heard from you and briefly what I scanned here, it seems like it's a more advanced, like you said, and it may be a more tailored to help, like you said, enhance the business that you already have existing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's two opportunities. So even people who are formerly incarcerated, and if you've done the ECS program, ESC program, then you still may have opportunity to join the VIP as well. So just make sure you pursue all the opportunities that you have. UCEDC is doing some great initiatives to support underserved entrepreneurs, whether that's just people coming from more marginalized backgrounds, minority backgrounds, or even just formerly incarcerated individuals. So we appreciate the work that you all are doing, and we look forward to see some of the other businesses that come out of there. Before we wrap up our conversation, I know that there's some upcoming opportunities that were mentioned. I think the small business loan program was something that was mentioned that you wanted to highlight. Do you want to cover that for us?
Oh, well, just in general, that if you're interested in finding out if you you know, qualify for a loan, or if you would just like to explore that opportunity, you can drop down, if you go under ucedc.com and drop down the tab for lending. There is a pre-qualification application, which will put you in touch with a loan officer to help you evaluate where you're at, what kind of loan you should apply for, or even if that's, if you should at all. You know, maybe just a line of credit makes more sense, or maybe you shouldn't be applying for a loan at this time. But you know, we can do that as well.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you this. So what advice would you offer to an entrepreneur who is at this initial phase of assessing their business or developing a business plan?
Well, if you are in a kind of a pure startup phase and you haven't started anything yet, utilize all the resources that are out there. I can speak from personal experience. When I started a business, you know, 15 years ago, and did not know all that there are state resources. There's organizations like ours in every state. And even going back to when I mentioned the Small Business Administration, under the SBA, there are two main groups that offer free counseling. And that's the Small Business Development Centers and the SCORE volunteers, who will give coaching and counseling to small businesses, like counseling on demand, I like to call it. So you can search for your small business development centers. You can search for SCORE, and this is nationwide, so every state has that, broken down by counties usually. And wherever you are, you can kind of plug in your zip code and find an advisor, find other workshops that you can take for free. Utilize all those resources, because guess what? You actually paid for them. they're free, but by paying your taxes in the state that you're in, you've sort of prepaid for that. So utilize any of those resources if you're starting a business, because there are people out there that are ready, willing, and able to assist you, and you know they're passionate about doing it. So they like helping people, and you really want to take advantage of that, of those resources.
Well, look, thank you for that advice. And that is so true. There's so many resources out there, so many opportunities. Let's make sure we maximize them. Before we get off, is there anything else that you would like to share? Any final thoughts, maybe that we didn't cover, that we didn't get to before we wrap up today?
Yes, there is getting back to that Entrepreneurship as a Second Chance program for reentry citizens. There is an information session that everyone is invited to, whether you're a potential applicant or another resource partner that wants to learn about that and maybe direct some people that you're counseling in another area, and you know people that would fit into this program. So I'm actually going to have to follow up and email you that date that you can get out to everybody. But it's a month before, right about a month before the deadline, each application deadline. So I mentioned the next class that starts up is early October. That makes the application deadline September 8th, and a month before that, so somewhere early August, there will be an information session. So that'll be a free webinar that people can take. And again, whether you're a potential applicant or a resource partner, we definitely encourage you to check that out, and you learn more and ask questions. And we actually walk people right through the application phase and give you some coaching tips on filling out the application.
Yeah, so make sure you put this in there in your calendars. And do you all have like a newsletter or a way people can subscribe to get emails
yes.
from you?
Yes.
The way that we know for sure that they're getting it.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that. There is a newsletter. As soon as you go to that website, you'll get prompted to join the email list for the newsletter. And you can follow us on social media. We're very active on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and on Instagram, and you can be kept up to date, not just about things that we're doing at UCEDC, but our partners. We share other partner events or resources or sources for other grants that you could apply for, various happenings that are of interest for small businesses.
Well, look, I'm going to make sure I put the link in the description box, so that way you don't even have to struggle to get there. If you're listening, you can just click on the link and the pop-up will be there for you to sign up. That's literally the best way to get the information and make sure that you don't miss it, is make sure you subscribe to their newsletter and you're getting the emails, especially if you're in the New Jersey area. If you're not, just go on the website and check out some of the resources that they may have and whether that's going to be beneficial for you or not.
Yeah, our lending actually extends into parts of Metro New York and Metro Philadelphia as well as the whole state of New Jersey.
See, you just never know. That's why you got to check it out. Well, look, Joe, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciated the conversation and just the opportunity to talk about your program, Entrepreneurship as a Second Chance, and what you all are doing there to support people after incarceration. We know that employment is challenging, but we also know that there's opportunity for people to create chances for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're here to help.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in with us today. Like I said, all the information will be in the description box below, where you'll be able to access information about UCEDC and any other resources that you want to access related to starting a business. Thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure you tune in next week to hear next week's episode. And to ensure you don't miss that, make sure you push the subscribe and follow button at the bottom. Thank you. If you're ready to start your entrepreneurial journey, check out the resources in the episode description for resources on mentorship, business development tools, and a host of other resources. These resources will help you take the first step. If you are considering becoming an entrepreneur, I highly encourage you to check out the GEO Reentry Connect link in our description box. This resource will provide you with information on what is needed to start a business, as well as resources to assist you with starting a business. Be sure to click those links below. Thank you for listening to this episode on More Life, the Reentry Podcast. Be sure to come back next week to learn more. Before we end today, I want to give a huge thank you to the More Life, the Reentry Podcast team in helping with the development and production of this episode. Thank you. If you are interested in joining our team, please fill out the form in the description box. If you want to share your story, please fill out the form in the description box. We thank you for joining us and be sure to tune in next week.